Someone sets a colorful tray on a wooden counter. Title: Barbie and Teresa, Recipe for Friendship. A new day, a new start. Water boils in a pot. The cook adds meat, garlic, and salt. Steam wafts from the pot. Brown-haired Teresa photographs the pot. Then the cook puts the lid on. Come shake it up, let's begin. Red chilies fry on a pan, and Barbie Brooklyn pours liquid into a bowl of dough. She wipes her forehead and sighs. She uses tongs to remove chunks of meat from the pot and places them in a bowl. Blonde-haired Barbie Malibu shreds food with two forks. Another cook wets square, flat corn husks in the sink and stacks them in a bowl. Someone dumps the cooked chilies in a blender, then whirs them into bits. Brunette Nikki wraps a corn husk in floral cloth. A gray-haired woman pours the puree into a pot. She tastes a spoonful, then grabs salt. If you just follow your heart. Come on, follow your heart. The woman sprinkles salt in the pot.
Whoa, okay, hang on. What did you just add, Abuela?
Just a little salt. Here.
She offers a spoonful.
Taste.
Now, you promised you'd let me weigh everything before you put it in.
You don't have to measure. Just taste it, mija. That's how you know. Cook from the heart.
Yeah, but...
Abuela jams the spoon in Teresa's mouth and the others giggle.
If there's anyone who can unlock the science of the perfect tamale, it's Teresa.
And if Abuela's tamales are going to be the signature dish for Cousin Marisol's new restaurant in New York City, I need to be able to recreate them exactly.
Teresa takes pictures.
Not that I have any problem spending my spring break making delicious food, but can't your grandmother just send the recipe?
Abuela Carmen doesn't have a tamale recipe.
I've been making tamales since I was a little girl helping me, Abuela. I don't even think about it anymore. They're just something I do. So, how does it taste now?
Perfect. Whew, and I've got the secret formula right here.
There's no secret. Just make the masa, add the filling, put one olive in the center, wrap it up, and steam with love. Now, I'll do it once so you can take pictures, and then you all can learn to do it yourselves. First, you take the corn husk, smooth side up, and put the narrow end toward you.
The four girls watch Abuela Carmen. Brooklyn presses a blob of dough into a husk. Abuela Carmen peers at it and smiles. She fixes it. They nod at each other. Malibu heaps a pile of filling on her dough. Abuela reaches for her fork. Abuela makes a smaller, neat pile, and Malibu nods. Abuela returns Malibu's fork. Teresa adds one black olive to her tamale, then takes photos of it. Girls place tamales on a plate. Nikki picks up the plate and sets the tamales in a pot. The pot fills with tamales. Abuela smiles. She places a cloth over the pot, followed by a lid. Now the tamales are cooked and Abuela sets them down on the counter on a platter. Teresa captures pictures. They sit to eat.
What a beautiful platter.
Abuela Carmen brought it when she came to the United States from Zacatecas.
Mm-hmm. I wrapped it in this apron to protect it. I couldn't bring a lot of things with me, but the apron and the platter belonged to mi mama and her mama before her. My grandmother believed the most important part of cooking was sharing it with friends and family. And I wanted to remember that by having things that were precious to her in my new home in California.
Wow. You never told me that before.
It never came up.
I loved visiting Teresa's house at Christmas time when I was a kid. I ate so many tamales.
Yeah, I'd always heard tamales were a Christmas thing, but your cousin is going to have them on the menu all year round?
It's tradition to make them at Christmas, but you can have them whenever.
We make them at Christmas because you need toda la familia in the kitchen to help. Now, it's time to taste your hard work. Buen provecho.
They clink glasses in a toast. Teresa tries a bite.
Mm. It's my cousin, Marisol. Hola, prima.
Did you get the recipe?
I think so. I couldn't get exact measurements for everything, though.
I wish you could come out here, abuela. I'd come to you, but I don't have time with everything there is to do at the restaurant.
My mom's a pilot and goes to New York all the time. I'm sure she could fly you out.
Oh, that's very sweet, Barbie. Pero no, thank you.
Abuela doesn't like planes.
They're too crowded and noisy. And the food, oh, is terrible. No, if I was meant to fly, I would have been born with wings.
You might be able to drive, abuela. The restaurant opening has encountered a slight delay.
Oh, no.
Marisol's foot is in a cast.
What happened?
I slipped on the stairs. It's just a sprain, but I have no idea how I'm gonna get everything done in time.
Mija, you should sit out.
Yeah, easier said than done. The interior is still a work in progress. I just can't capture the right feel.
What are you going for?
It has to be upscale, but I don't want people to be intimidated when they walk in, you know?
So you need something refined but warm. Inviting.
Exactly. Why can no designer in this city get that?
I don't want to impose, but could your mom fly us to New York? We could help Mari get set up, and that way I'll be there to tweak the recipe if we need to.
Texting mom now. That is, if you two don't have other spring break plans.
A trip to New York and a chance to help design a new restaurant? Twist my arm!
I'd love to help, if Marisol doesn't mind a West Coast invasion.
I'll take all the help I can get. And any friends of my favorite cousin are more than welcome.
Oh, that's Mom. She says she's flying to New York tonight and we can have four seats, no problem. Dad's coming too, so we can all stay at our house. And I could be your native New York guide.
Wonderful.
It's settled then. Hasta mañana, Mari.
Hasta mañana, Teresita. And thank you.
Claro. That's what we're here for. I still wish you would come, abuela. I don't know the recipe like you do.
Pues, nonsense. This is the food of your heart. Listen to it. It will guide you.
Aww.
I'd better get home and make sure this is all okay with my parents.
And we'd all better get packing.
Woo! Yeah!
That evening, Brooklyn enters the backyard rolling a small purple suitcase. Malibu struggles with a huge pink suitcase.
I still don't understand how you can pack so light. What if, I don't know, you decide to enter a bike race and don't have a helmet?
Wait. You pack a bike helmet?
Uh-huh. Skull-endangering emergencies happen more often than you think.
Fair point. But my mom's a pilot. I've been traveling around the world, carry-on only, since I was a kid. Plus, we're staying in my old house. If something comes up, a bunch of my stuff is still there.
Brooklyn answers her phone.
Hey, Em. What's up?
Hi, Emmy. How's the tour going? Are you coming to Malibu?
Please say yes. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
Actually, I was hoping to fix that. You know who I spent that summer at Handler to prove to myself I could be a serious actress and not just a pop star? Well, I'm working with a director who wants me to write and star in a new musical.
Wow!
Emmy, that's fantastic!
We have a showcase coming up. It's like a preview for investors and influencers. It's a lot of pressure, and I was kind of hoping to have some old friends in the audience. If you can get away?
We're flying to New York tonight. Of course we'll come.
Really? Rehearsals start tomorrow morning, and it would mean so much to have you there.
Of course. I mean, we already promised to help our friend Teresa with her cousin's restaurant, so we won't have a ton of free time, but we'll come see the showcase for sure.
And if you need me during rehearsal, just call.
You mean it?
What are friends for? I'll send you our flight information as soon as we hang up.
Thanks so much. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
See you.
I can't believe Emmy is writing a Broadway musical. This is huge.
Oh, for sure. But are you really gonna have time to be there for her and Teresa?
Girl, of course. Multitasking is my middle name. True friends always come through.
They slap hands.
You and I have been through it all. We've always come out on the other side, still standing tall. And every time I'm feeling stuck, You've always been right next to me to pick me up. I'm counting all of the times that I've had you by my side. And I know one thing for sure, we're still along for the ride. I know that
three puppies exit the house and scamper over.
And when the going got rough, we saw it through to the end.
Brooklyn and Malibu dance, and the pups sit to watch them. Stepping stones light up across the yard. Brooklyn and Malibu twirl. Malibu holds a pup.
There's been some times we've disagreed, but you've always had my back when I was in need. And I know that we both won't forget. There's nothing in our way that has stopped us yet. The dark clouds in the sky and every mountain we've climbed, I've always faced with a smile because I had you by my side. I've known that I can depend on you when I need a friend. And when the going got rough, we saw it through to the end.
The dogs leap off a table as Malibu and Brooklyn dance. Onto the deck with the puppies. They pose and a pup leaps in Malibu's arms.
Okay. I'm convinced we'll make it work.
That's right. Just like we always do.
Everyone ready to go?
Absolutely. New York, here we come.
Your girl's coming home.
Marisol, we're on our way.
The four girls fly across the country. In New York, they walk down the steps of a pink house as a yellow taxi passes. They stroll down the sidewalk. Other people walk by them as they look around. Teresa points. The four girls stop at a busy intersection. They cross the street. Soon after, they visit Central Park. Brooklyn smiles and points as they enter the park. A brown squirrel hops on a garbage bin and plucks out a slice of pizza before scampering off. The four young ladies continue their walk through the city, marveling at the sights. They pass tall buildings and shops. Malibu smiles and points upwards. After, they stop at a food cart. A vendor hands Brooklyn a hot dog with mustard. She sniffs it.
Mm-mm-mm. Ooh, I have missed this. It is so good to be back in New York. No offense to California.
On behalf of the state of California, none taken.
Teresa checks her phone.
Searching for comida del corazón. It looks like Marisol's restaurant is only about a mile away.
Should we take the subway?
We could, but as your New York City guide, it seems a shame to go underground on such a nice day. Why don't we bike it instead?
Great minds think alike. Told you it would come in handy.
A helmet.
Okay. You were right. Not even in the city for an hour, and we're already the dynamic duo. Just like old times.
Brooklyn and Malibu bump fists. The girls approach a bike rack. At the restaurant.
Good to see you, Teresita. Welcome to my restaurant.
Oh, thank you. It is so good to be here.
How can we help?
Oh, there's plenty to do. I've been so busy getting the menu ready for our opening. Aguachile, enchiladas, sopapillas. And now, with my foot? I haven't had time to take care of the dining room.
I put together some ideas on the plane, but I was wondering if you had ideas or design inspiration I should use as a jumping off point?
I know I want something sophisticated and warm. But I don't know what that looks like.
I'll look around and see what we can get locally. Maybe it'll spark something.
Great. In the meantime, I have the list of ingredients we need to recreate Abuela's Tamales exactly.
Oh, I have most of these on hand. But if someone could go to the farmer's market, it would be a big help.
I know the market. I've been there tons of times.
Sounds like a job for the dynamic duo.
For sure.
They bump fists.
Great. And while you get supplies, Marisol and I can get started in the kitchen.
Sounds like a plan.
We'll be back before you know it. Bye.
Later, Brooklyn and Malibu shop at an outdoor food market.
Okay, I've got tomatoes, onions, and garlic, but I don't see the right kind of chilies.
We might have to go to a specialty market. There's a place uptown I know.
Brooklyn answers her phone.
Hey, Emmy, everything okay?
Barbie, thank goodness. Can you come to the theater, like, now?
Yeah, of course. I'll be right there. What's happening?
Okay, yeah. Thank you so much. I'll see you soon.
Wow, that sounds like an emergency.
I know. Will you be okay if I take off? I don't want to leave you.
Oh, no, I got this. Go ahead.
The market is on Park, in the 110. You can't miss it.
Got it!
Malibu sets off carrying bags. At the theater, Emmy sits at a piano on stage. She frowns.
Hello?
Brooklyn arrives and looks around.
Brooklyn! Over here!
Hey, Emmy!
Emmy stands and sets a notebook on the piano bench.
Hey yourself! Welcome back!
Emmy hugs Brooklyn.
I'm so glad you're here!
For you, anything. What's going on?
Well, the good news is we have such a talented cast. One of our dancers just got cast in a revival of Puppies the Musical.
Good for them.
The bad news is Puppies also hired every other dancer in town, and we can't find a sub. We need someone with experience, and I thought... Melanie!
The director.
Yes, Emmy.
This is my friend from Handler, Barbie Roberts.
Oh, yes. I remember your performance in Times Square. Nice to meet you.
We still need someone to replace Ashley, right? Barbie and I have been in dance classes together since we were three. I know she can do this.
If Emmy vouches for you, I know you'll do a great job. Welcome aboard.
Can you believe it? We're going to be on Broadway together, just like we dreamed when we were little girls.
Emmy, I really want to be here for you, and this is a great opportunity, but... I'm supposed to be helping Teresa and her cousin with the restaurant.
But so are Malibu and the others. Can't they cover for you? Help me, Barbie Roberts. You're my only hope.
Okay. I guess I can still help out with the restaurant after rehearsals.
Places, everyone! We're starting from the intro.
Come on, that's us!
Emmy pulls Brooklyn on stage. At Marisol's restaurant, bowls of food and spoons sit on the counter. Teresa collects a platter and sets it on the counter, then grabs a handful of lettuce. Marisol sits nearby and watches.
I can still walk, you know. You don't have to do everything.
Healing requires energy. That means rest and food. Provecho. Eat your flautas.
Yes, chef. You should have some, too.
Oh, I will. Oof. As soon as I check the tamales. I timed how long Abuela steams them to the second.
Teresa lifts the lid off a pot and removes a round cloth covering the tamales. Using tongs, she puts one tamale on a plate and serves it to Marisol.
That looks perfect!
Teresa unwraps the husk and gathers a forkful. It crumbles off her fork.
I don't think it's done yet.
But I timed it exactly!
Just give them 5 minutes.
Okay.
Looking sad, Teresa returns to the stove and puts the lid back on the pot. She sets a kitchen timer. Malibu pushes her bike down the sidewalk as pedestrians bustle past her.
Hi, hey, excuse me. Excuse me, I'm looking for the market.
She leans her bike against a wall and calls Brooklyn.
Hey, it's Barbie, East Coast Edition. Leave a message and I'll get back to you in a New York minute.
Hey, it's Barbie, West Coast Edition. I'm looking for the market, but either it moved or I'm lost. Call me, okay?
She turns her bike around and heads in the opposite direction. Meanwhile, the timer ticks down.
Oh!
Teresa grabs a plate and steps to the stove. She removes the lid off the pot with a smile on her face and places another tamale on the plate. She returns to the counter and peels back the husk. It's hard.
Huh?
Teresa pokes it with her fork.
Hey!
She stabs it and it flies off the plate, hits the wall, and lands on the floor.
Guess 5 minutes was too long.
Teresa rests her head on the counter.
Flauta?
She opens her mouth and Marisol feeds her a bite. At the theater, Emmy jots notes in her music book, then scribbles over them.
Hey, girl. What's the matter?
I'm still working on the lyrics for the final song. Something that really sums up what the whole show is about for the audience.
Oh, so like, when your family lets you down, your friends will see you through?
Hey, that's good. A little long, but I can work with it. I'm so glad you're here.
What are friends for?
Hey, is everything okay? Oh, I passed a place down the block with amazing smelling dumplings and thought, it's almost lunchtime, and whatever's going on, I bet dumplings will help. So I brought you some.
Oh, wow. These look delicious. Thanks.
Aw, you didn't have to do this. Don't they need you back at the restaurant?
Well, when you didn't answer your phone, I got worried.
Sorry, I had my ringer off.
Brooklyn is gonna be in the showcase. Isn't that great?
Yeah. But what about Teresa?
It'll happen kind of fast. Will you let Teresa know I'll be there as soon as I get out of rehearsal?
Sure, but I still need to get those chilies. I couldn't find the market you mentioned.
Here, let me look up the exact address for you.
Company, to the stage, please.
Gotta run. Thanks for the dumplings, Malibu. Come on, Brooklyn.
Be right there.
Company, to the stage. Second call.
Can you hang around for a little while? I'll look it up on my next break.
Sure, but just a little while, okay?
As soon as I can. Promise.
Brooklyn heads to the stage and Malibu frowns.
Let's do this.
Malibu sits and watches with a smile. Brooklyn joins the other dancers and a man high-fives her. Later, Malibu slumps in her chair and checks her phone. Brooklyn stretches with the other dancers. Malibu types a message and shakes her head. Brooklyn rehearses choreography. Malibu sits sideways in her chair, looking tired. Brooklyn leads another dance number and Malibu dozes off in her seat. She opens her eyes and looks at Brooklyn, then stands and starts out. Brooklyn strikes a pose. She frowns as she sees Malibu leave.
Good job, everyone. Let's take it from the top.
At the restaurant, Teresa unwraps a tamale.
It looks perfect.
Now, for the taste test.
I'm back.
Barbie, did you get everything on the list?
Almost. I couldn't find the right chilies. Sorry.
I'm surprised there's anything Brooklyn can't find in this city. Where is Brooklyn?
Friend emergency. She'll be here later.
Well, it's her loss, because you are just in time to taste test the latest batch of tamales.
Malibu takes a bite.
Mmm, it's pretty good.
Mmm, they're perfectly cooked.
But they're not abuelas. They're not special. You can't make them the centerpiece of your opening night.
I was going to ask how it was going, but
the tamales aren't right.
And I had a chili fail.
Wow, that sounds bad. How about I distract you all with some amazing design options?
Oh, please. If I eat another tamal, they're gonna start running out my ears. Oh, do you want your crutches, Mari?
No, I'm gonna stay in and put my foot up. I trust you to pick something amazing for the dining room.
Great! This showroom I found has everything. We'll find something you love for sure.
Okay, let's go then.
Teresa and Malibu follow Nikki. Malibu checks her phone and Teresa glances back.
Everything okay?
Yeah, just checking on Brooklyn.
Zero messages.
Nothing. Let's go.
They set out. Soon after, Nikki, Teresa, and Malibu enter a high-ceilinged design showroom. Nikki leads them to one display area.
Something modern?
They sit stiffly in metal chairs.
I don't know. It seems cold.
No problem. What about something like this?
Red armchairs.
It's comfortable, but it doesn't really feel like fine dining.
Gotcha. Let's try something more high-end.
A high table and chairs.
Maybe a little too high-end, or just too high?
No worries. We have plenty more to try.
At the theater, Emmy plunks on the piano. She scowls. She hurls her notebook and Brooklyn looks down.
Still stuck?
All I need is the perfect lyric about friendship and family. Why is that so hard?
Brooklyn nudges her and Emmy pouts.
I really should go. I promised Malibu I'd be back at the restaurant by now. No, I never texted her the address for the market.
Hey, thanks for everything today. I mean it.
Like I said, what are friends for?
Oh.
Everything okay, Melanie?
Oh. Just trying to pin down our caterers. Influencers love food pics, and no one wants to invest in a Broadway show when they're hangry. Ah, and that's them, thank goodness. I was starting to think you were dodging my calls. What do you mean, a small hiccup? Don't worry, Emmy. You just worry about cementing the finale.
Great, no pressure. You sure you can't stick around just a little longer?
Okay, but only a few minutes.
Brooklyn sits beside her. At the design studio.
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was a stretch.
They sit on the floor.
I'm sorry, Nikki. You've worked so hard and I'm just saying no to everything.
You can't force inspiration, but we've looked at literally every dining set here. I never thought I'd say this, but I'm out of ideas.
Well, if we aren't finding inspiration here, we'll just have to look somewhere else.
Okay, but where?
It's New York City. There's inspiration everywhere. I do wish Brooklyn were here to show us around, though.
Yeah, where is she anyway?
No idea. But I do know someone else we can call.
Come on, Barbie.
Yeah, who are we meeting?
Wait a minute.
Rafa? Welcome to the greatest city in the world, my hometown.
He gestures to billboards.
Whoa. You say you need some help. You wanna feel inspired. This place has everything that your heart can desire. Whether the sights or sounds, you get into the spirit. Soho or Chinatown, the possibilities are endless. In every neighborhood.
Dances on stage with Emmy. Rafa rides a bike through the city with the others. Then they dance on the sidewalk. Emmy dance on stage and Rafa and the others dance in an outdoor market.
Downtown to uptown, just take a look around, you'll find it
looks at Fabric.
Love? Oh, look, those are the Chinas we've been looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She selects tableware, cutlery, and bowls.
Absolutely. I need all of it.
You'll find it everywhere.
They pose. Later at Brooklyn's house.
That was so much fun.
Wait till Marisol sees all the stuff we got.
These smell great.
Malibu eats.
Oh, these chilies are amazing.
So good. And I love everything we picked out for the restaurant.
I don't understand. I did everything exactly like Abuela does, with the exact same ingredients, and the tamales still don't taste like hers.
But they're so good.
It's not like Marisol's customers are going to be able to compare, right?
Right, but Mari wants Abuela's tamales.
I got the chilies. I had to convince the guy at the market to open up the store. But I got them.
Oh, thanks, Brooklyn. That's sweet. But we found the chilies ourselves.
Oh. Why didn't you tell me?
I guess we got distracted.
Huh. Say what now?
Tamale?
No, thanks. I'm good.
Then pull up a chair. We'll tell you all about the inspiration tour of New York Rafa took us on.
Rafa? I would have taken you around.
You were busy. We couldn't wait.
Right. Yeah, of course. You know what? I'm really beat. I think I'm gonna go to bed. Make yourselves at home, though.
Brooklyn storms upstairs, and Malibu frowns.
I'll go check on her.
Oh, I nearly forgot. Maddie wants everyone at the restaurant tomorrow at 7 for dinner. Can you let Brooklyn know?
Yeah, sure.
Malibu heads upstairs, and Teresa and Nikki share a look. Malibu finds Brooklyn sitting in bed in her pajamas, eating pizza.
Hey, Teresa said Marty would like everyone at the restaurant tomorrow night.
What time?
7.
I'll see if I can make it. Can't promise anything.
Did something happen at rehearsal?
No. Why?
You seem upset.
Why would I be upset? I just spent all day at rehearsal trying to learn a whole new show in 2 days, then went to the specialty market, interrupted the owner's dinner, got him to open back up for me so I could buy the very important chilies Teresa needed, then I come home and discover you got them on your own and just forgot to tell me.
Well, you wouldn't have had to do all that if you had texted me the information about the market like you promised.
Brooklyn looks to the side.
I'm sorry. You know how rehearsals get. I just blanked. It wasn't on purpose.
I understand, but you really let Teresa down.
Did she say that? Or are you the one that's upset?
No, of course not. I know what it's like.
If you were upset, you'd let me know, right?
Of course.
Malibu exits. Brooklyn scowls. Malibu stops in the hall and glances at the bedroom door, looking sad. She hangs her head, then closes her eyes and shakes her head, before walking away. In the kitchen, steam wafts from 2 mugs on a tray, and someone adds hot water to a 3rd mug. Chocolate chip cookies are placed on a plate. Teresa and Nikki clean up when Malibu returns.
Is she okay?
Yeah, just tired. Teresa, I am so sorry she let you down like that.
Well, it's not like the right G-list magically fixed the tamales, so no harm in the end.
Too bad she missed out on the inspiration tour with Rafa.
That was so much fun. We should check out the night market when we're back in California.
Yes, that would be cool.
Teresa serves tea and cookies.
Brooklyn left us in the lurch. Why aren't you guys more upset?
Malibu gobbles several cookies and her friends watch her, looking worried. Malibu takes another cookie off the tray.
Because it seems like you're upset enough for all of us.
What? No, I'm not.
Malibu eats another cookie. Her friends nibble their cookies.
I'm not. Like you said, we were fine. Plus, Brooklyn was helping Emmy, who really needed her. It's all good.
It's all good.
She finishes the cookies.
It's all good. Those were really good.
Malibu sets down the empty plate. The next morning, Brooklyn and Malibu sleep in side-by-side beds. They turn off phone alarms. Brooklyn rubs her eye and Malibu looks down.
Morning.
Good morning.
They both get up but avoid each other's eyes.
Busy day at rehearsal today?
Yeah. We're supposed to wrap at 6, though. Is there anything I can help you with this evening?
Nope. We're fine.
Brooklyn taps her fingers together.
Okay. Let me know if you think of something.
Sure. Mind if I go first in the bathroom?
Go ahead.
Brooklyn frowns. She flops in bed. At the theater.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1.
Brooklyn dances unsteadily with the ensemble, and Emmy plays piano.
1, 2. No! Stop!
Ugh.
Roberts, are you with us?
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. Be on it. I have to take this. Take 5, everyone! But do not wander. What? Weasels in the kitchen? Are you kidding me?
Ugh.
Are you okay? Normally, you learn choreo in your sleep.
I guess I didn't sleep so well last night. I think I really let Malibu down.
Is she upset?
She says she's not, but I did bail on her yesterday, and now I'm here worried about her and not focus, so I feel like I'm letting you down too.
Simple solution to that problem.
Yeah? What's that?
Well, focus on rehearsal while you're at rehearsal, then try making things right with Malibu when you can actually talk to her and do something about it.
Wow.
Pretty smart, huh?
Yeah. You'd think someone that wise would have come up with the perfect lyrics for the finale by now, but here we are.
Ugh, you're so mean. I should have recruited the other Barbie Roberts.
Emmy sticks her tongue out and Brooklyn grins. Then she frowns. She sits on the edge of the stage and sings.
I love my friends, I'm just trying to be of help. But when I'm pulled in every direction, not sure if I can do this by myself.
She scrolls through photos of her and Malibu.
But right now I don't know where we are, and I don't want to let you down. Just trying to do it all and make sure no one feels left out. I shouldn't wonder.
Framed photos transform to pictures of Brooklyn and Malibu. At the restaurant, Malibu flips through photos of Brooklyn on her phone and sings.
Why am I disappointed? Am I expecting way too much? People have their own lives. I'm sure we're okay because I know.
Nikki taps Malibu and shows off curtains. Images of Brooklyn and Malibu appear in the window.
I wouldn't miss this. Don't know what to do when I feel the distance. Wanna hear you say that we're okay. And now I'm standing here.
More photos of the two friends appear in a framed picture, then in windows. Brooklyn steps toward the stage, and Emmy waves her over. Malibu peeks at Teresa and Marisol in the kitchen. Then she helps Nikki decorate the dining room. Brooklyn masters the choreography.
That's what friends are for.
Brooklyn closes her eyes.
Nice work, everyone. Go home, get some rest, and I'll see you first thing tomorrow.
Thank you.
The dancers high-five each other.
Let me worry about finding new caterers. You just make sure you're happy with the closing song.
Emmy frowns.
Good work today, Roberts. You really pulled it together.
Thanks, Melanie. We lost the caterers?
Apparently, they had to close down because their kitchen has been designated as a habitat for endangered weasels.
Ah, inconvenient. But how sweet.
I know. Only in New York. But Melanie is right. That's not what I need to worry about right now.
Emmy touches her stomach.
Oh. Okay, maybe I need to worry about food a little. Want to grab dinner?
I would, but I need to go to a pretty specific restaurant. No way to fix whatever's wrong between me and Malibu if I keep avoiding her.
Good luck.
Thanks. I might need it. Later.
They part ways. At the restaurant.
Whoa! I cannot believe what you've done to this place. The dining room looks amazing, Nikki.
Thanks. What do you think, Marisol?
She looks around.
It's not what I would have expected, but I really like it.
Here we go.
Fresh tamales. Provecho.
Delicioso. Everything smells so good. Thank you for inviting us, Marisol.
In restaurants, every night before service, we have a family meal. The whole team eats together, from the chefs to the dishwashers. I couldn't have gotten all of this together without your help. So, now, you're all familia.
Aww. I love that.
Malibu frowns at an empty chair.
Where's Brooklyn? You told her about this, right?
Water bursts from pipes.
The curtains!
Outside! Everyone! Now!
The tamales!
Oh. Oh. They hurry outside as water sprays down. A fire truck arrives.
This is terrible.
Oh, Marisol, I'm so sorry.
I saw the lights from the fire truck. Is everyone okay?
We're all a little wet, but, we're fine.
What happened?
One of the pipes burst.
Chairs float by inside the restaurant window.
Insurance will cover the damages, but there's no way I'll be able to open tomorrow night now.
You already had reservations and food coming. Could we find a new venue?
Where? How about the theater? You've got food, but no restaurant, and Emmy's Showcase just lost their caterers. It's perfect. What kind of kitchen do you have at the theater? We need a lot of space to put out our whole menu. I'm not sure. Maybe it's not so perfect after all.
If we can't do a full menu, what about a pop-up? One night only with just a few items.
That might work.
It's worth a try.
It could be a preview for the restaurant, like the showcase is a preview for the show. We'll use social media to let everyone know about the change of venue, and you can put your food in front of the most important investors and influencers in the city.
I don't know what to say.
How about yes?
If you all believe we can pull it off, then I know this familia can work miracles. See, let's do it.
Brooklyn and Malibu eye each other shyly. Later, in the theater kitchen,
fresh and still steaming, hot tamales.
Mmm, smells good.
Melanie unwraps the corn husk with a fork, then takes a bite. Teresa glances at Marisol.
Oh, mmm. Ah, these are the best tamales I've ever tasted. We'd love to have you cater our event, but the kitchen is a little...
As long as it's not underwater, we can make do. Familia makes everything possible.
And friends.
Friends are family. You just have to follow your heart to find them.
Emmy blinks.
OMG, that's it!
That's what?
That's the lyric I need for the finale!
Is it okay if I use it?
Sure, go ahead.
You're the best.
Thank you. Woo! Awesome!
Sounds like we have a deal.
Melanie extends her hand and Marisol shakes it. Teresa smiles. Outside the theater, Nikki moves a table in a courtyard. Teresa approaches her.
How's it going out here?
Good. With the number of people we're expecting at the showcase, there isn't room for everyone to sit down. But Rafa had an idea.
Picture this. Ah! People want to circulate. Oh, hello. It's been so long. Mwah, mwah. Yes, let's do lunch. But what happens if you need to check your phone or take a picture of the most delicious tamale you've ever had for your social? Oh, no. I have only two hands. Whatever shall I do? I present to you high tables. Ah! Now I can share this super cute tamale with my millions of followers. What do you think?
I think it's perfect.
Hey, everyone.
Malibu joins them.
Oh, did you find something we could salvage from the restaurant?
No, but this came while I was down there.
A box.
I don't think Mari was expecting any more deliveries. Oh, it's from Abuela. A bit of La Familia for your restaurante.
What do you think it is?
No idea. It's her apron.
Oh, the one that used to be her grandmother's?
It's so beautiful. Like a little piece of her is here with us.
Teresa puts it on.
Nikki! I know we don't have much time, but could we use Abuela's apron as a design inspiration for the courtyard?
Let me see what we can do. Rafa?
I know just the place!
Rafa's dog licks his face. Nikki decorates an outdoor wall with chalk, and Malibu looks up.
What do you think?
Ooh, looking good. Say cheese.
Cheese.
She snaps a photo. Rafa's dog passes him a string of lights, and Rafa hangs them.
Smile, Rafa.
He smiles and waves.
This is gonna be great for the restaurant's social media feed. Anything I can do to help?
Sure. Help me fix these lights.
His dog offers Malibu a string of lights.
Thanks, Gato. We've got it from here.
She takes the string from the pup and loops the end over a hook on a pillar. Rafa attaches another string to the side of a pillar. Nikki stands on a ladder and continues to decorate the wall with chalk. Malibu and Rafa string lights across the courtyard. Nikki draws a large orange flower. Rafa attaches another string of lights and gives a thumbs up. The wall surrounding the theater entrance is covered with colorful chalk flowers. Nikki wipes her forehead. The glowing lights shine over tall tables, and Rafa and Malibu admire their work.
Perfecto! Should we go help Teresa in the kitchen?
You go ahead. There's something else I need to fix first.
Brooklyn rehearses her dance moves in the dressing room as other dancers put on makeup. Malibu enters and takes a picture, then pockets her phone and lowers her eyes.
Hey.
Hey.
Brooklyn looks down.
How's it going in the kitchen?
Oh, that's my next step. Teresa's still stressed that the tamales aren't perfect.
Girl, if those tamales aren't perfect, the world isn't ready for perfection.
Seriously.
Malibu steps closer to Brooklyn, but they still do not look at each other. Slowly, they turn to one another.
I'm sorry!
Me first. You were right. I wasn't able to be there for Teresa and for Emmy. I got overcommitted because I didn't want to let anyone down, and I ended up leaving you in the lurch. I'm sorry.
Thanks. You were right, too. Teresa wasn't mad. I felt like you bailed on our dynamic duo, but instead of telling you, I pushed you away. I'm sorry.
I miss our dynamic duo, too. And I'm super bummed I miss Rafa's New York Inspiration Tour. It sounded amazing.
Oh, it was so much fun.
I can't wait to hear all about it. Dynamic duo again?
Brooklyn holds out her fists.
Nope. Familia.
Malibu wraps Brooklyn in a hug, and Brooklyn returns the embrace.
No. I feel about 1,000% less stressed now. Think a hug would help Teresa?
It's worth a try, but we might also need reinforcements from back home. Any chance you can get away for a second?
To help Familia? Sure.
They set off arm in arm. In the kitchen, Teresa sets tamales on a platter. She grills chilies in a pan and stirs ingredients in a pot.
Hey! How's it going back here, you two?
Busy! Can't talk! Folding tamales!
I'm here to help!
Brooklyn cracks her knuckles. Malibu photographs Teresa as she tastes the food.
Oh no. Please tell me you didn't put that in your social media campaign.
You know I wouldn't post your photo without your permission. That was just a text to someone who wanted to know how you're doing.
Teresa checks her phone.
Abuela? Did you text my grandmother?
You look like you needed a pep talk.
Teresa? You're working too hard, mija. This is supposed to be your spring break.
Abuela, I've tried everything. I can't make the tamales taste like yours.
Of course not. You're missing the secret ingredient.
What? There's a secret ingredient and you didn't tell me?
The secret ingredient is... you. Your tamales will never be exactly like mine. And when you come home, the one Marisol makes without you will be a little different than yours. Just like the apron.
What do you mean?
Mi abuela made it. Then my mother added the pocket. When she gave it to me, I added to the embroidery. Your mother did a little more to cover a stain. We're all in it. And we're all with you now. The changes are part of the tradition.
Abuela, that's beautiful, but if the dish always changes, how do I know when I've got it right?
When they're right, you can taste the love. Follow your heart. It won't lead you wrong.
The others stand beside Teresa.
Thanks. Muchas gracias, abuelita. I get it.
Por eso estoy aquí, preciosa. Mwah!
Okay, let's make the best tamales this audience has ever tasted.
After, Teresa addresses the group outside.
Thank you, everyone. I know tonight is going to be a huge success, and we couldn't have done it without you. You're all proof that friends are sometimes the best familia.
Marisol holds Teresa's hand.
And this familia can now enjoy a traditional family meal before we prepare for the big event. Buen provecho. And good show, everyone.
Enjoy, everybody.
Teresa sings.
Mis amigas, nothing can beat us, 'cause you're there right by my side. Como mi familia, whenever I need ya, day and night always down for the ride. Nothing compares to the way that we click and the way that we care. Now it's no question, sharing from my heart is better than perfection. We can accomplish anything, together with a winning team. Whatever we do here, we slay. From cutting up in the kitchen to live on Broadway. Like sunshine on the worst day, you cheer me up in the best way. When you've been through thick and thin, you become much more than just a friend.
After, Marisol, Nikki, Malibu, Brooklyn, and Rafa prepare food in the kitchen. Teresa supervises them with a smile. Gives Brooklyn two thumbs up and Brooklyn returns the gesture. Melanie waves to Brooklyn and she hurries into the dressing room. Teresa sets food on the table and photographs it. Rafa helps her. Now in costume, Brooklyn high-fives the other dancers. Teresa smiles and takes a picture. They touch hands and raise their arms overhead before running to the stage.
We can accomplish anything.
Teresa, Malibu, Nikki, Rafa, and Gato sneak to the front row. They sit as Emmy sings.
Sunshine on the worst day, cheer me up in the best way. When you've been through thick and thin, you become much more than just a friend.
Brooklyn dances with the troupe. Teresa holds her phone up so Abuela can watch. Hearts flash on a screen behind the stage. Brooklyn poses and nods at Malibu. Malibu leaps up to lead a standing ovation. The performers bow. After the show, guests gather in the courtyard to eat. Teresa captures candid photos. Teresa, Malibu, Brooklyn, and Nikki pose in a picture. Another day, they fly home.
What a great spring break!
That was amazing.
That was so much fun.
I feel so inspired.
Teresa sets a tray on a counter, and Malibu pours flour in a bowl.
Okay. Once you've rubbed the shortening into the flour and the rest of the dry ingredients, you add hot water to make the sopaipilla dough.
How much water?
About 3/4 of a cup. It depends on the humidity. You have to just add the liquid gradually until it feels right.
Check you out! Cooking by feel, not by science.
Cooking is a science, but there's an art to it, too.
Teresa pulls out her phone.
Hola, prima!
Hey!
How's your foot?
And how did the official opening go last week?
Oh, my foot is doing fine. And the opening was amazing. Word of mouth around the neighborhood is great. And we've got reservations booked out for a month.
Wonderful.
Awesome. The dining room looks amazing, too. What do you think?
Using a crutch to walk, Marisol shows them tiled floors, floral painted walls, tables and booths, and framed flower prints.
I love it. Me encanta.
It really looks great.
Oh, can I see? Wow! I can't wait to come visit the next time I'm in New York.
You're welcome anytime. All of you.
Aww.
Oh, that's my delivery. Talk soon, Teresita.
Soon. Love you, prima. Bye.
Marisol waves.
Hey, Teresa's teaching me how to make sopapillas. Wanna help?
Don't know what a sopapilla is, but I'm in.
Mm, they're amazing. They're sweet fried dough triangles.
Ooh, then I am definitely in.
Yum, me too.
Brooklyn looks down with a frown.
So, I have news. Emmy texted yesterday. Her show is going to Broadway.
That's great.
Amazing.
And she wants me to join the cast when school lets out for summer.
Her friends stare at her.
Oh, wow.
Are you going to go?
Of course she is.
You've dreamed of this forever. You have to say yes.
You know, I'm not sure. I love performing, but I don't know if I want it to be my everything like it is for Emmy. I like other stuff too, like my friends and sports and having a normal teenage life.
Still, it's not an opportunity that comes along every day.
I know. Mom and Dad say it's up to me, but I'm not sure what to do.
You'll figure it out. Just follow your heart.
You're right. Thanks, Teresa.
See, that's what I've been telling you. Mija, you've learned my lesson well.
Gracias, abuela.
Teresa hugs abuela.
Now that we've followed our hearts, what do you say about following our stomachs?
Yes. Should we finish those sopapillas?
Let's do it.
Brooklyn and Malibu bump fists.
Yeah!
End credits. Audio description by Descriptive Video Works. Written by Lori Wilson. Narrated by Lex Mason. Executive in charge of production, Shannon Nettleton. Creative producer, Ron Myrick. Abuela rolls out a circle of dough that hands the rolling pin to Malibu. Brooklyn flattens a circle of dough, then tosses it from hand to hand and into the air. It sticks to a light fixture. Abuela cuts triangle-shaped wedges. Teresa makes square pieces, and Brooklyn makes a mustache out of dough. Malibu makes dough hearts, and Nikki's dough earrings fall off. Malibu holds up dough fangs. Brooklyn wears dough googly eyes, and Teresa dangles a dough braid. Abuela shakes her head. Abuela fries a triangle-shaped pastry, then hands a strainer to Teresa. After, Teresa presents a small triangle, and they crouch to look at it. Next, Brooklyn makes a giant stuffed triangle pastry. Malibu's pastry is black and burnt. Nikki's is a square. Abuela claps for Teresa's perfect pastry, but it pops and flattens. Abuela and Brooklyn dip pastries in chocolate. The girls add honey, sugar, and pink icing. They lay out a platter of pastries and eat them all. After, they slump around the counter, looking full. Abuela shrugs and takes another bite. Featuring the voices of Tatiana Varia, Barbie Brooklyn Roberts, America Young, Barbie Malibu Roberts, Yenny Alvarez, Marisol, Giselle Fernandez, Emmy, Ren Hanami, Director, Christina Milizia, Teresa, Margot Ray, Abuela Carmen, Nicholas Roy, Rafa, Desiree Whitfield, Nikki. Credits continue to roll. Copyright 2024, Mattel. Logo, Mattel Television.